your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond. Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy. Today we've got a very exciting guest. I'm joined with David Yakubovich, film director of a new documentary just released called CBD Nation. CBD Nation highlights the important role of CBD and how it's helping patients live comfortable lives when mainstream medicine has otherwise failed them. David, so great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So huge congrats. Obviously, the release of CBD Nation came out on August 25th, and there's been a lot of buzz about the documentary, and excited to talk to you about it today. What I wanted to do before we get into it is for all of our listeners that are tuning in is give them a little glimpse of the documentary.
The doctor walks in and he said, "That's your daughter's face. It looked like somebody had been shot in the face with a cannon."
1,000 switches a day, grandma's for an hour and a half.
I was addicted to opiates and on antidepressants that made me want to kill myself.
I just got desperate.
I couldn't handle it anymore.
Until I went on Facebook and I saw things about CBD.
Go freaking look at the research. Stop saying that there's no evidence. There is evidence, and it's documented.
We're now really beginning to apply modern science to cannabis.
CBD for the last 40 years has been bred out of cannabis because it curbs the high for that recreational purpose.
Cannabis is a potent anti-inflammatory and a pain reliever.
If you treat breast cancer with cannabis, you block the cancer cells' ability to migrate.
First day I gave it to Jaden, it was the first day I ever seen my son not have a seizure in his life.
How could it be that one remedy could actually help so many different things?
Arthritis,
diabetes,
multiple sclerosis,
PTSD,
anxiety,
endometriosis,
cancer.
There's an entire system in our body that's activated by cannabis molecules.
The system is located in every organ.
It seems that our bodies have evolved to work with this plant.
This is a human rights issue.
We are going to see people take responsibility for their own health.
I probably could have saved more lives.
We've all taken control of our own medical journey.
Wow, David, that was incredible for a trailer.
Thank you.
Really well done. And I think, just personally, even before seeing the documentary today, like that trailer just really gets people to, there's just like a lot of suspense there. And it's something that you really tie in emotion and passion into that. I think that's obviously something that you do very well. So, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
David, talk to us a little bit, one, about your passion for filmmaking and a little bit about, how you came about working on this project.
There's a moment in the movie that I was just reminded of when I heard this trailer where a doctor named Sue Sisley, who is she's a physician and researcher, and she focuses a lot on PTSD research. And so she says in the documentary, I caught her for a 10-minute interview at this conference. I had heard of her before, but I never managed to get like a full sit down with her. But I got this 10-minute interview with her, and it was one of the best 10 minutes that I ever had on camera. She said in there that she regretted being judgmental about patients who were telling her that they were using cannabis for their PTSD symptoms. And, she worked with a lot of veterans, and there's obviously a problem in America where veterans often commit suicide. And she feels like she would have could have saved more lives, and that people would have not died if she was more open to working with them with cannabis. And that's like an incredible admission from a doctor, and she changed her entire life. She changed her research course. She just changed everything. And now she's like a leading voice in that world. And that kind of change due to knowledge, due to new knowledge and due to learning is one of the most exciting things I think that can really happen in life. And on a micro scale, that's one of the most exciting things that can happen as a filmmaker. Because and that's what's so much fun about documentaries, because if you're making a movie about a subject that you don't know anything about and you learn so much about it that it excites you and you want to kind of teach the world about it, you know. There's a lot of excitement in there, and passion is just it just comes from that. Passion is almost like a side effect of it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've really taken, you know, a very highly complicated topic, and, you know, you find a way to really explain it to someone that might not have any knowledge, and you create this very, you know, informative and very touching, you know, way of explaining it. And so I'm just curious, from a filmmaker perspective, it's like, how do you really go about, you know, tackling that very, very complex topic of almost medical cannabis for CBD Nation?
Well, first you acknowledge that it's complex.
Right.
And that sounds simplistic almost, but I think it's not, because I think in our pop culture and in our documentary culture, cannabis is thought of in certain ways, right? It's thought of as Brad Pitt and True Romance, right? Like the stoner joke, right? Punchline guy, or Harold and Kumar, you know. It's like thought of like a joke kind of thing, you know. So that really makes it more stigmatized, probably for those who don't know anything about it, because they see stoners and they say, "Oh, stoners, that's not my world," right? So that's one way that it's presented in our pop culture. Another way is it's presented as it's often presented as this amazing, miraculous thing that just like heals cancer and does all these amazing things. And there's truth to that, but the complexity of it is where it gets really interesting, and it's also where it gets real. And it's also where you might be able to shatter stigmas and to educate. And so when I look at, you asked about the complexity, I look at the complexity of it and I think, where is this complex? Like, what is the heart of this? And what do I want to learn as someone who doesn't know about this? What information am I hearing that is making me go, holy shit, this is amazing, right? This is a subject I didn't know about. And so you just start breaking it down and figuring out how to explain this in a simple way, but while respecting the complexity of it. And here's an example. Just the fact that the plant has hundreds of compounds in it that are being studied, but that are definitely not fully at all understood yet, is in itself a massive statement, right? CBD and THC are two of hundreds of compounds inside the plant. And when you have this guy, Dedi Meiri, who runs a lab at the Technion University in Israel, saying, "I am combining different compounds, different cannabinoids, and with these different combinations of cannabinoids, I'm killing different cancer cells, and none of these compounds are CBD or THC, right? Some of them have no names yet." That's fascinating.
Amazing.
And that's interesting to hear. And by hearing that as a layperson, when I first heard that, I understood cannabis in a whole new way that made things like Brad Pitt and True Romance irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
100%. Well, I think, you know, one of the biggest things that we're seeing right now, obviously, you know, CBD is totally changing the way that, you know, all of us and the world really sees and views cannabis. And so when I did actually see you, you know, when you were coming out with this film, you know, I was like, okay, this is good, because a lot of people are starting to talk about this. And I'm imagining that was really the intention behind the documentary, right? Like, it's really the impact that you're looking to achieve, you know, with challenging the way the world sees the plant.
There was a flight that I was on early in making this movie. And in the beginning of making this movie, I was sponging up all this knowledge and all this data and reading scientific papers and reading just a lot of literature. And I was on this plane, and there was a married couple sitting next to me. And they were in their early 30s, man and woman. And the man was sitting next to me, and he saw that I was reading about cannabis, and he started talking to me because he got excited. And he told me that he's an MMA fighter, like an amateur MMA fighter after work, and that him and all of his peers, they all use CBD to help their, you know, injuries and stuff like that, that it really makes their lives as MMA fighters much, much easier.
Yep.
And his wife was climbing over him to yell at me about how angry she was that her husband uses this drug. And this is her words, right? And, and she was very, very like adamant about it. And I told her, you know, I don't want to like condescend or try and teach. I'm still learning this stuff. But can I tell you like what I'm learning about the science as I'm making this movie? Because the science is very real. And she very angrily said a line that just burned in my head. She said, "I don't care about the science. It's a drug." And so I thought, okay, well, she's not alone in thinking like this, right? Or yeah. There's obviously been, you know, decades of propaganda in America and in the rest of the world about cannabis. And I realized that I have my own stigmas and always have had them, and have found people who use cannabis often to be annoying sometimes, which I'm embarrassed now to have thought. Mm-hmm. And I'd used it a handful of times, you know, recreationally, but not more than that. So I didn't have much of a relationship to it. And I thought this woman on the plane and me, we are the people who should be watching this. And so I tried to set out to make something that would be comfortable for people like that to watch, you know? And so the question then becomes, what makes a movie like that comfortable for someone who is very deeply stigmatized? Mm-hmm. And so I started realizing, well, you start by just talking about facts, and you start using facts that are non-negotiable, and not like you show a patent that's been patented by the U.S. government that says that cannabinoids are useful for medical reasons, and that this patent lead scientist is a Nobel Prize winning scientist, biochemist, that is comfortable to listen to. You know, it challenges you, but it's comfortable to listen to because it's like very official. And so that was my guiding principle on this. It's like, how do I make this very serious and very sort of non-confrontational?
Well, I think you have to, and I think you did a good job at this, but it's really about balancing the, you know, analysis and the fact finding with real emotion together, right? And really coming up with something that's going to be, you know, provocative at the same time, also educational. So, you know, I think on the note of education, like in your eyes, like how important do you think, you know, education is in changing the taboo around cannabis and CBD in particular?
My goodness, I experienced it myself so fast. And yeah. and by so fast, I mean like hours, right? Just the moment I started putting cannabis, CBD, and different words that I had learned in the beginning of this into Google Scholar, and just like seeing papers that came up, just papers, science papers by leading research institutes, and I was reading some, you know, some of the summaries, the abstracts of these papers, I started thinking, wait a minute, this is kind of real. This is very real science. And then when I heard a TED talk by Dr. Dedi Meiri, who I mentioned earlier, talking about the cannabis killing cancer cells, I was completely blown away. I had grown up in Israel, and so I'm very well aware of this school called the Technion, the Institute in Haifa. Mm-hmm. And here's this guy who runs a big lab there with 40 scientists working for him. And he's talking about this cannabis killing cancer stuff very seriously, right? It's serious. It's not bullshit. It's not, it doesn't have like that flavor of a fringe, maybe doctor talking about some wellness fad, you know, it's just serious. And that tone and the data that he was presenting completely shattered any remnants of stigma that I may have had at that point. And then that shattering of stigma was reinforced for me with every new thing that I learned and with every new anecdote that I was presented with and with every new science paper that I had read. And so I wanted to put all of that, I wanted to put my experience of learning into a movie. And so to directly answer your question, education of facts is the only way to shatter stigma and taboo.
So let's talk about, you know, from the film's perspective, like some of the activists and the research icons that were featured in there, any that you could maybe highlight and give people a little taste of on what's to come?
there is a man that I'm certain you've heard of named Steve D'Angelo.
Of course.
And I got to Steve through Andrew, who I got to through someone else. And
Andrew's been on the show with us.
Oh, I love both of them. They're powerful advocates, but more than that, they are serious. They're serious people. And I say that not to disparage any people that are not serious, but to reinforce the idea of injecting seriousness into the discussion about cannabis, yeah. Right? And shattering the jokey pot culture aspect of it, you know. Steve, when I interviewed him, it was 11 in the morning, and he was the most sharp person I'd ever interviewed. He was so sharp, so smart, so powerful. And at some point he had mentioned, and I'm not going to mention the number here because I don't want to like get into his, like say something personal about him, but he had said that he was basically had a lot of cannabis that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a kind of like a high number of milligrams, and I thought, wow, that's something that would make me very, very high if I tried it, because I'm not used to that, right? Yeah. And he said, yeah, you know, it's over years, and it becomes part of you. He was, to call him impaired would have been a joke. The guy was so sharp, right? And that was like a nice kind of practical reinforcement of the stigma shattering that I'm talking about. Right. When you think about, if you don't know much about cannabis and you think about people who use it a lot, you have a preconceived notion of what they are. Maybe because you've had an experience with various like stoners, you know, who use it from time to time. And I use the word stoners very ironically because I don't like that word. But you've had experience with people who use it too much, and you maybe find them annoying a little bit, because if you're not ever stoned and they are, it could be annoying. You build up stigma. And I met many people who used high amounts of cannabis from when they were young and claim that it saved their lives, and they're very sharp and smart, and there's something really kind of amazing about that. There's nothing more beautiful than having, if you're open to it, there's nothing more beautiful than having your entire thought system challenged so much that you have to change how you think.
Right. Well, you know what's interesting, actually, kind of thinking back at this, you know, again, I don't use cannabis all that much, but I do occasionally from time to time. But I remember back in my undergraduate days, my senior year, I mean, I would smoke all the time and go to class because I enjoyed it. You know, I really enjoyed kind of thinking more. Like, I found myself that I was more interested in the subject matter because I kind of opened my mind up a little bit. And I never really thought about cannabis in that, you know, particular sense, even, you know, as a young adult. And then, you know, further on into my life, I never thought about it like that either. But coming, kind of thinking back in my, you know, later college days, it's a very interesting way of actually using the plant, you know? And I think a lot of people think like that also, where it's like, hey, you know, open your mind to, you know, think about things differently. You know, I think one thing that I wanted to ask you, as you've been like, you know, working on this film and talked to so many people and really educated yourself even, you know, there's so many, you know, brands and businesses that have taken off in the last few years with legalization across so many states. And, you know, they're creating a ton of different products, and you know, one of the difficult things out there from marketing your products, obviously, is compliance and regulations. And, you know, I'm just curious, from your kind of lens, as you're looking at this, you know, world, is there something that maybe a brand can do from a content perspective to continue educating people about the plant? And I don't know if you have an answer, but I wanted to at least ask you, as you've been so involved in this with so many different people.
I'm not a marketing professional, and so I can only say what my instinct is, and it very well may absolutely not be the correct thing that brands should be doing. I just think that education is the only important thing that the cannabis, you know, sector should be doing right now. I mean, not the only thing. Obviously, they should be producing good products, but it's the most important thing, because that's the only way that thoughts will change and that stigma will be shattered is by continually educating about science. I can't even really think of another way. There can be the plethora of anecdotes out there have been there for many years, and they have definitely made a difference. We're like at a much different place legalization wise than we were 50 years ago. But for the really critical mass to occur, I believe that education just needs to continue. And I have some clues to that make me think about this, some evidence to that, which is in the film, I met a few times with lawmakers in the state of Delaware specifically, where the story of Riley Madler takes place, that's shown in the movie. Riley Madler was a 7-year-old girl who had a bone tumor in her face, and a very bad, aggressive bone tumor in her face. And she had an operation, and her mother immediately started putting her on cannabis because she had done her own research and discovered that that's probably a good thing to do. And it, you know, her recovery was incredible. Her recovery didn't make sense to doctors, and so she just continued with the cannabis regimen for years. But at first, in the first year or two of this, it was illegal, or the first couple of years, if I remember correctly, it was illegal in Delaware for minors to use cannabis medically. And so her mom and Riley and her mom Janie, they started lobbying Congress. They would go, the state legislator. So they started going to the state legislator and knocking on doors and forcing lawmakers to meet with Riley. And eventually a unanimous bill passed, right? That was called Riley's Law. And so we did a whole segment on this story, and I interviewed a bunch of lawmakers, and they said really interesting things. This one guy said that there's no scientists in the Senate there, right? None of them are scientists. They're all entrepreneurs and insurance people and real estate developers. None of them know about science. And so, and he says, like, for us to change our minds, we needed something to latch onto. We needed something. And Riley, this little kid, you know, was that thing. And that's very honest, but it's also pathetic. Why is it pathetic? Because learn about science, right? Go study the science when it's presented to you, when you hear for years that there's thousands and thousands of anecdotes out there about people being helped by cannabis. Why are you not learning about the science, right?
Absolutely.
And so when these people were educated, though, they changed their minds. And these are, by the way, Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And the few people that I had spoken to who championed this law were Republicans. And so how's that for stigma shattering, right?
Right.
So yeah, these are important things. I think education is the only thing that matters.
It is. And I think, you know, with this film, you know, I think this is something in my mind, it's like everybody should watch this. Everybody should see this and really learn, you know, about the plant and everything that it can do. And I'm sure that there are so many people out there that just have, you know, they have this preconceived notion of cannabis and CBD, and this will completely change their minds on everything. So I think what you're doing is fantastic and much needed in this space. And that's, by the way, what our whole show is about. So Alchemy is really about, you know, getting entrepreneurs and business leaders and, you know, people who are really changing the space through cannabis and broadcasting it to the world, broadcasting it to people that have no idea of all these amazing things that it does. So you're a perfect addition to Alchemy. And I think I'm really excited to share this with, you know, our listeners. So, you know, David, I appreciate you coming on the show. And, you know, I'm just curious before we break, like any upcoming cannabis projects that you're going to be working on after this?
I don't know. I'm not, I've never been like a cannabis person. I'm a filmmaker. And so I probably thrive on doing different things. So I have a whole bunch of other ideas now of what I'd like to do next. But I loved the cannabis world because my cameraman and I remarked about this regularly to one another, that in the months that we were shooting this, every single person we met was just so nice. And we, you know, it's kind of like unusual in that in an entire sector, like everyone's just so nice. And I'm sure I'm sure there's assholes in it, but like we just didn't encounter them, you know? And so I love that world, and I would be happy to keep making things in this world.
Amazing. Well, I know your previous work, you've done some incredible things. I know that you've had, you know, some interesting documentaries on National Geographic, and you did Heroes of the Sky and Mighty 8th Air Force. So I think this will be, you know, another amazing addition to what you've already produced.
Thank you.
And David, just before we go, where can everybody tune in to watch the film?
It's on iTunes. You can see it on Google Play. You can see it on cable, you know, video on demand platforms. For now, it's on all of those kinds of channels.
Excellent. Well, really exciting. Congrats again. And really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Thanks, David.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.